We're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, plugging right along on a Friday, and going to be talking now with John Jobe, who is the Riley County K-State Extension 4-H agent. John, always good to have you in.
Always good to be in, Brandon.
We're going to talk about the garage sale coming up. Hard to believe it's time for that already. But
it's time for that.
You just recently wrapped up the Youth Entrepreneurship Challenge.
Yeah, so. I did want to touch base on that. Not only was the Youth Entrepreneurship Challenge a wonderful event, but I wanted to give you guys a huge shout out. Nick McNamara came out and interviewed me, interviewed the kids, took a bunch of pictures. And so I just appreciate KMAN once again supporting our Riley County Extension initiatives and doing such a great write-up story on that. So thank you guys.
Yeah, well, that's the next generation that's going to really be in control of a lot of stuff here.
Yes, yes.
So we like to highlight stuff
like
that. Yeah,
it was, you know, the event itself, this is the fourth year of this happening. And for anybody who's not familiar, it's essentially a pitch competition for high school age students living or going to school here in Riley County. This year we had 22 students come out for the event, which was a good showing. And really they're in front of a couple different judges in a couple different capacities. They're submitting a business plan. They have a trade show booth area that they set up where judges can interact with them. And then there's a formalized pitch in one of our rooms. So it was a great competition. A lot of really unique business ideas or product concepts. Young man who took it away this year was a gentleman who had a beef jerky company, and he was right on the cusp of being operational. He had beef jerky samples there. Maybe that swayed the judges a little bit. I certainly partook in some of that. But yeah, great competition. And again, we appreciate you guys coming out to support and document the event.
All right. Well, yeah. Pleasure to do so. And now we kind of shift gears a little bit and prepare for one of your biggest fundraisers.
Yep. So, listeners of KMAN are long familiar with our hostings of two large garage sale fundraisers per year. And I'll get into kind of the logistics of the sale itself. But the why behind the sale is, I think, the important aspect. It is a fundraising initiative for a group of students that will ultimately go to Washington, D.C. in the summer of 2022. These will be 4-H'ers that are 14 years or older from Riley County. We partner with Pottawatomie and Wabunsee County as well. And, you know, it's not just a one-off trip where they get to go to D.C. and have a great time. These are young people who commit to what we call the Citizenship Washington Focus Experience. A year and a half out from the trip, they start meeting on a regular basis. And essentially what they are doing is actively participating in the trip planning. So we do take a chartered bus across the country, which you can imagine is a real fun time. Mm-hmm. But we stop along the way. They get to do cool little excursions, historical stops. You know, I think every year I've done it, we've gone to Gettysburg. We're always stopping in St. Louis, and they get to do some cool stuff along the way that they get to come up with. But also we do a deep dive into citizenship and leadership during that year and a half buildup. They are really getting to know each other. As you can imagine, you know, Riley County is a fairly sizable county. There's lots of different communities in Riley County. And so when you put that compared with Pottawatomie and Wabunsee, you have kids that live somewhat close proximity to one another, but maybe have never brushed shoulders with one another. So we spend that year and a half of them really getting to know each other. Like I said, getting to know about citizenship and leadership. And by the time we get on that bus in the summer of 2022, those kids will have bonded like you've never seen before. There'll be one unit of 4-H'ers ready to head off and learn about all the different things in D.C. So, and then they're fundraising, and this is where the garage sale comes in. It is a very costly trip, if you can imagine, chartering a bus across the country, hotel rooms, and ultimately landing in D.C. for a week. So it takes a lot of effort on their part of putting these fundraisers together, and this garage sale has definitely become one of our staples.
Do you do one in the spring and in the fall?
Yeah, we try to do one every single October and April without missing a year. So even when we're cycling, you know, once we go, we may not have a group together for another year, but we'd like to fill that year gap with sales. Just like I said, it is a costly trip. So this is our April sale. It typically is one of the larger ones because I think people, you know, you go outside today, we're starting to creep up into the 60s and in this weekend in the 70s, and people are really feeling that spring cleaning coming on. They're maybe wanting to clean out their garage or storage room, and you know, we are the spot to bring those items. So,
and you guys have a huge need here of stuff here.
Oh my! The joke that I always put out there, and I've said on this show before, is once the sale rolls around, I promise you that we have one of everything that's ever been made in the history of mankind. So that sale, as I mentioned, we do drop off on Thursday, April 30th from noon to 8 p.m. We'll do drop off again starting Friday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. And then we actually shut our doors at 5 p.m. that day just to get everything settled, make sure that our 4-H'ers that are working the sale are ready to go. And then Friday, May 1st, we open the doors back up at 6 p.m. and the sale runs from 6 to 8 p.m. and then again Saturday, May 2nd, from 7:30 to noon. And you know, you talk about items, is really we take about anything that's in good working condition except for TVs, and that's just kind of become a thing in the local area that you don't give TVs because if they don't sell, you got to pay to get rid of TVs anymore. So don't bring your TVs in.
All right. Yeah, it's a great opportunity. If you've never shopped there before, I think I shopped there last fall.
Yeah, there is some really, I mean, I would just say there's some really interesting finds. And you get those people who come in and, you know, they're antique hunters, or they have their eye on, we always get the guys that come in, or guys or gals that come in, they look for cast iron, or they're looking for Pyrex, or they're, you know, and it is a massive, massive sale. It actually takes place up in Seco Park in one of our large barns, and we fill the barn beyond capacity. So yeah, if you're looking for some strange stuff, I think come up and see us. We don't price anything, so everything's priced out the door, and we always say, well, we will work with you. If you want something, you'll leave with it, I promise.
Yeah, it's a great opportunity. And I remember my little one, my 2-year-old, saw something. She saw a Frozen backpack with Elsa and Anna on it.
I think I remember this Frozen backpack.
And yeah, she plays with it all the time. That was a good buy there. So,
well, and you know, something, Brandon, to be said too, I talk about kind of the development of our young 4-H'ers during that time, is what I have learned since we started doing this back in 2015, maybe 2014, is the garage sales themselves are a really cool learning environment for those young high school kids, because they are the ones that are, you know, handling the money. They're the ones that are talking to the customers. They're the ones that are working with each other to load stuff in and out. So it's just a really unique youth development experience for them. So
very good. Well, again, that'll be a drop off April 30th and May 1st. And then the garage sale will open up at 6 o'clock on May 1st.
Yep.
And then again on May 2nd from 7:30
to
noon.
Come see us. You know, if you're dropping stuff off, we'll have tax receipts right there on hand, and come shop with us. Like I said, you will find something.
All right. John Job again joining us here from Riley County Extension Office 4-H. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, I'm absolutely excited to be here.
All right. We'll talk to you again down the road. Stay tuned. More in Focus is coming up after this on K-Man.